Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I thank you again for tuning in to hear our program. If you're new, CCTA is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan, 501c3. Our main objective is educating you, the public, to help you understand how our political system works or how it should work, how it was designed by our founding fathers, to introduce you to the Constitution if you're not real familiar with that, and to help educate you on that and our founding principles. We are just a conservative grassroots group that wants to get as many people active and involved in the process as possible. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the program. Tonight's group that we have together here consists of Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Bob is CCTA's treasurer. Mary, his wife, is the publisher, author, whatever you're...
whatever.
Whatever.
Chief cook and bottle washer?
Yeah.
That's about it.
Of rightwinggranny.com. Rightwinggranny.com is a conservative blog that Mary's been running for a number of years, long before she came to us here at CCTA. And she's built quite a following. She has multiple thousands of hits a day.
Yeah, Mary also appears with Lockwood Phillips on 107.1 on a weekly basis now, it seems.
Right.
On Tuesdays.
She's a guest on that. Right. So we're glad to have Mary with us. We also have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey.
Good evening. Good morning, whichever.
They have been traveling the world here. They went up to Alaska before Christmas, and then they ended up on the Outer Banks after Christmas.
Oh, we had a wonderful trip.
We did.
It snowed on Christmas Eve and all day Christmas Day, and beautiful white Christmas.
Well, you went from one extreme to the other, because you came back here and it was in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, we went from minus 11 to almost 70 degrees the day we got back.
Well, we welcome you back, and we're glad to see you. And it's good to have the group back together. Diane Rufino's up in Washington, D.C. with Freedom Works. They're up there.
She texted a picture with Mark Meadows.
So yeah, that was she did.
She did.
And Melissa couldn't be here tonight, but hopefully we'll get her back in here soon. So a lot going on in the political world. I guess one of the biggest things right now is the conflict between us and Iran. And hopefully, we record on Wednesday night, so at this point in time, everything has seemed to calm down quite a bit. The president gave an address to the nation today. It seems like Iran did what they thought was necessary, but they didn't kill anybody.
They were very careful not to. They gave us a heads up in advance.
Oh, yeah. And President's been very gracious in not launching anything back at him yet.
It's interesting that, you know, all the words begin with I, and Iran is the current favorite word, not Iowa and not impeachment.
That's an interesting observation.
Well, you know, when the news hit that those positions where we had some soldiers had been hit and they were just having finished making their assessments, I thought Donald Trump, President Trump, really kept a cool head, because the first thing out was we were still assessing the situation.
All right.
He didn't do anything rash or rush to judgment, as Rainer just said. And then, I don't know, Rainer and I were talking about it, and I said the best thing he could do at this point, if it turns out that there's no casualties, is probably do nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think he's probably made that decision for right now, but he is prepared.
Oh, yeah, really. And he's made it clear with the strike on, Qasem Soleimani, that he's willing to take big, bold steps and do things very decisively. And that, too, was a precision sort of thing. It didn't just rack up tons of casualties.
Right.
But it, my observation of the two things taken together is that it will do us good in many other places in the world, because people like Kim Jong-un, President Xi, have observed this. They can't help it. And if they have any hesitancy about whether we will do the right thing for our interest or whether we will be fair and controlled and not overreact, they've got to know now that that's the case. Yes. Both things are the case, and it should stand us in good stead in the future.
Yes, it should.
The thing that I'm struggling with this whole thing, we killed a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who controls the vocabulary controls the slant of the news story.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the mainstream media, we killed an Iranian general.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we are unfortunately so politically divided that the Democrats will not even admit that it's a good thing to kill someone who's been killing and wounding American soldiers since whenever. And we need to remember, President Trump did not create a war. Mm-mm. Iran has been at war with us since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember that, and we need to put it in perspective.
Yeah, the other thing that was very interesting in his statement today was he wants the NATO, other NATO nations to step up their mm-hmm. defense
yes.
because we are no longer dependent upon foreign oil.
Right.
Well, and they are.
Excuse mm-hmm. me. I think it was a stroke of genius when he said that we would retaliate one strike for each of the hostages that were taken mm-hmm. some time ago. And so it really, that's bound to send a message to Iran that this he is serious about this. This would be such a coup for him if he actually did that, was pushed to that point, then it would be retribution for what they did to us.
They understand numbers.
They understand yes. that.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I want to get back to something that Mary said about controlling the language. In her column this week, Connie Hanna, her Trump report card, mm-hmm. refers to him as an enemy combatant. We killed an enemy combatant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, if you're looking to the media to frame it correctly, then you're probably looking in the wrong place.
You think?
I think. The mainstream media, anyway. They have an agenda. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope our listeners, anyway, have learned that there are better sources for news than your mainstream media, your three major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, your CNNs, your MSNBCs. Those are all owned by seven corporations. They're all owned by the same people. They're all backed by the same money. They're all following the same guidelines and principles, and their talking points get delivered to them at 4 a.m., and they all use the same talking points. Now, there are alternatives out there that you need to be looking at. There's One American News. Mm-hmm. There's Newsmax.
And that's where I found out, by the way, that they had given us a heads up that incoming for the bases where American have been stationed in Iraq.
Right.
We knew it, so we got the heck.
What do you think
in Hall Defilade?
Apple News coming in on my cell phone. I subscribe to that. You don't like that?
No. Right. Anything Apple does in the news world is politically motivated.
Mm. Well, I wish I could recall who coined the phrase, but I'm really pleased with this one. I heard somewhere that Trump speaks loudly and carries a big stick.
Mm. Not softly.
The thing to remember about President Trump, there are two things that I think are important. Number one, he's a businessman. He's not a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he made his money in New York City, controlled by corrupt politicians and the mafia. This man knows how to deal with people who might not be the most ethical people in the world. And he knows how to play chess with the mental games that go on.
Right. Mm-hmm. He also had contacts all around the world, which one of the few presidents who did.
Prepositioned, and that's a big step ahead.
One thing noticeable also is he was loved by Hollywood until he became president.
Yes, that was funny.
All right,
we're
going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we ask that you please go out and support our sponsors and tell them thank you for putting up with CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, I told you about Mary having rightwinggranny.com, and then we were talking about alternative news sources, and that's a great alternative news source because what Mary does, over the years, she has gone out and vetted and found some very conservative news sources, and those are the sources she uses on her blog. And she always lets you know who the source is. Mary, can you share with our listeners some of your favorite sources?
My favorite go-to source first thing in the morning is a website. It's an aggregate website, which means people post things that they see that are news articles that they think are important. It's called Lucianne.com, and it's run by Lucianne Goldberg, who is Jonah Goldberg's mother. And she's very strict on who she allows on her blog as sources. And she won't even allow some blogs on there. I've not tried to get on there. But I've learned to read her in the morning, and she, some of the things you might find on Lucy Ann would be Powerline Blog, which is run by a couple of lawyers up in Minnesota, and they're very good at analyzing things. They also have had a lot to say about Ilhan Omar, because that's their home state.
Except for the week that the Miss Universe contest is on.
Well, they get into the British soccer and Miss Universe. But what other than that, it's a really... And on Saturday morning, they do a wonderful thing where they describe the week in pictures. And I usually steal one of their pictures and post it at Right Wing Granny because they're really good. And I also like the Gateway Pundit. I would rate him about 90% reliable. I wouldn't give him 100, but I'd give him a 90. And I also like the Conservative Treehouse. I don't use that on the blog a lot because their articles are so analytical that you can't condense them. But it's a good source. The Washington Examiner is good. The Daily Caller is good. And there's a website, a blog called Hot Air, that I have been following probably for 10 years. It's edited by Ed Morrissey. And he used to run a blog called Captain's Quarters was his blog before he went to Hot Air. And again, there are a lot of good sources out there. I mean, the Boston Herald, the New York Post, in terms of newspapers that you would find on a newsstand. The Wall Street Journal editorial page is good. Their news reporting is a little slanted. And I used to love Investor's Business Daily when they had an editorial page. Well, they don't have an editorial page anymore. But a couple of the people who used to write the editorial page started a blog called Issues and Answers. Issues and Insights. Issues&Insights.com. And they're writing the editorials that used to be in Investor's Business Daily. And there's also Breitbart. Don't forget him.
Yeah. How about the Daily Haymaker? That's more my speed.
Well, that's local.
Yeah, that's yeah. North that's Carolina.
Good. And the other one, the Carolina Journal, mm-hmm. which is that Civitas? I'm not sure. I think that's Civitas. Yes. That's very good also. So we have good sources. You just have to go find them.
How do you spell Lucy Ann?
Luciannne.
You were talking about aggregated sites there. Mm-hmm. I'd like to remind our listeners, CCTA has an aggregated newspaper.
That's right.
We do.
It's called the CCTA Watchdog, and you can get to it by going to watchdog.cctaxpayers.com.
Now, and we have a weekly page in the County Compass newspaper. Right.
And I would like to add Right Wing Granny to my list of good sources.
Yes, me too.
We already added that to our list, but the CC Taxpayers Watchdog, the Watchdog paper. It's an online newspaper of aggregated sources, and what we do is we list some of the conservative sources, many of what Mary just told you about, and then this algorithm goes out and pulls stories from those aggregated sources and creates an online newspaper for us. Makes it real easy on me because I don't have to sit down there and
do anything.
So that's Watchdog at CC Taxpayer or watchdog.cctaxpayers.com.
You know, it's interesting that if you look at the mainstream media, they are publishers, which actually they go and they edit what they're willing to publish. And as mainstream newspapers or as mainstream television news or whatever else, they always want to be the first. They want you to know that they're the first. Whereas the sites that you've just mentioned don't want to show it until it's confirmed.
Right.
Good point.
Yes.
Right. Some of these other ones, the fake news, they want to show it before it even happens.
And even when it didn't happen.
Yeah. And they'll make it happen if they have to. I'm going to say one more thing about that before we get off that subject and move to something else. If you are out there talking about fake news and CNN and all this stuff you don't like, and the liberal media and these late night comedy shows and all that, are you still paying them?
Cut the cable.
Are you still sending them money? Because if you're subscribing to cable TV or satellite TV, every dime you pay on your bill is getting split up amongst all of those fake news networks, all of those immoral shows that are coming on. You're actually financing that.
You know, when you told me that, I realized in all logic, it must be what's happening, but it had never hit my head. And there's some stuff on there that is so trashy that I couldn't stand the thought of sending
right.
them money.
And not only that, if you've got kids in the house, what are you feeding them when you're bringing that garbage in?
So. Speaking of kids, there was a show on, I think it was during this, maybe the 80s or 90s, called Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Disney has taken over that show, and they're bringing it back with a transgender character to indoctrinate our children that this is fine.
Mm-hmm,
and I think that's a blatant example of what you were just talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm got news for you. Disney.
I know.
It ain't the Walt Disney that yeah. we used to
Poor
have.
Poor Walt isn't even rolling over in his grave. He's spinning yep. like a top.
So Disney has turned a long time ago. And just because it's got the Disney label on it nowadays, that's a good reason not to let it into your house.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, but before you go to a break, I think you're tuning up to do one here pretty soon. I just want to quickly tell people that, that I'm sure they know by now that Ben Ball is no longer with 107.1 The Talk Station. The last day of the year was his last day there, and he'll be sorely missed. You know, we worked with him very, very well. And
right. He's a very good radio personality also.
Yes, he is.
I loved listening to him on the radio. We're going to miss you, Ben. But
he retired. He was.
Oh, yeah.
It was time.
Yeah, he put a lot of time in. But he'll be unretired before long, I guarantee you. He'll find something.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Tell me about that.
All right, well, we are going to take another break real quick here to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, we were talking about alternative news sources and all, and something came to mind because a lot of what I watch now is YouTube. YouTube has a lot of resources out there. Of course, you have to go and find them. And you can search on particular terms, but a lot of conservatives have YouTube channels. Now, unfortunately, YouTube is starting to get into the censorship business, mm-hmm. like all the rest of the social media stuff. But there's still a lot of good stuff out there. And historical documentaries, there's a lot of those out there. And it's an alternative. When I tell you to cut the cable and quit sending money to the cable company because you're financing all this bad stuff, that doesn't mean you got to do without good entertainment, because there's plenty online. Now, some of it you have to pay for. One America News is a paid subscription, but it's well worth it. It's what,
$5 and is change.
It? Yeah, a month. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're paying $100 or more now if you're subscribing to all the cable channels. But One America News is one. Cloud TV, that's with a K, K-L-O-W-D. You can get One America News on there, plus Newsmax and a dozen other channels. Then you've got, what else is it? An endless assortment of things that you can go to. Mark Levin, you can subscribe to his channel. Glenn Beck, you can subscribe to his stuff. Glenn Beck has a big umbrella with a lot of different conservatives under that. So there are numerous channels there. You got Phil from Duck Dynasties under there. His show's called In the Woods with Phil. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of Second Amendment stuff out there. So you will not go without something to watch. And there's a number of free movie channels. Of course, you're not getting to the movies that are in the theater now. They're older, but you get plenty of choices there, and sometimes the older ones are a lot better than what's
true.
Out there now.
Yes,
a lot cleaner anyway.
In our Roku lineup, WITN is on there, and that's a TV station out of Wilmington.
No, it's Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were out of Wilmington. Whatever, but. I listen to that sometimes just to get some local things, what's going on in the state and what's going on in, you know, around in our area.
And the weather.
And the weather. Weather every 10 minutes, so you get plenty of weather.
Right.
But I don't watch it long, but I watch it long to see what's happened.
Yeah, most of your local TV stations now are streaming online. And I'm glad you mentioned Roku. Roku is a device that hooks to the internet and to your TV. And there are thousands of options to get on Roku. Most of them are free. There are a lot of paid ones too, but getting a Roku device, Amazon has one called Fire Stick. Yeah. You can get that, and Google has one out now. I think it's called Google Play or something like that.
You'd be surprised how little a Roku device costs. I think we've got three of them in the house, and the last one I bought was $35, I think. It was not much.
Well, the last one I got, the TV in our, we had a 14-inch TV in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and our eyes were not suitable for a 14-inch TV anymore. Right. Okay, we'd have to put the TV.
Graduated.
We'd have to put the TV in bed with us to be able to. So we decided to get a new TV, and we upgraded to a 32.
All right.
In the bedroom, and it's a Roku TV. It's made by Sharp, but Roku's built into it. And there's a number of other manufacturers, too. your Roku's built into the TV, so you don't have a separate unit. You have one remote control, and it controls everything. Now, Hal mentioned getting WITN, which is out of Washington. That's your local NBC affiliate here in the New Bern area. There's also CBS affiliate, WNCT. They stream online, and WCTI Channel 12 also. So you can get all those on your Roku.
You can even get Fox News if you look for it.
Right, but you can get pretty much any TV channel in the country streamed on Roku. You just put in a zip code or search for a certain area, and you'll get local TV stations there. The other option you have is you can mount a antenna on your roof. And I think I just rescanned yesterday, and we get 38 channels on the antenna.
Wow.
I've heard people bragging about the old rabbit ears.
Yeah, well, rabbit ears aren't going to get that many around here.
No.
But a fairly inexpensive digital antenna that you can put on the outside or in the attic or on the roof, you can get a lot, because when TV channels went digital, you now have, when you go to channel 7, you have the options of channel 71, 72, 73, 74. Same thing with channel 9, 91, 92, 9. One of them's got up to 6 on it because of the bandwidth and the way the frequencies are allotted. They can have multiple content streams going.
So, wow. The bandwidth that used to be required for a single analog broadcast now will handle 6 digitals. Yes. Or 4 or 6 digitals.
Right. So that's how we're getting 38 channels. You have your PBS stations like 19.1, 19.2, 19.3, 19.4, and it's all different content. So you can get a whole lot.
Bob's an AM operator. He probably knows a lot about that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a lot of free over-the-air stuff out there, folks. So, again,
Don't limit yourself to the narrow alphabet soup that gives you fake news time after time.
And quit paying them to put that garbage on the air. All right. Thank you. Who's got a hot topic they want to talk about?
I've got something.
Go ahead.
Well, I printed off the number of people. You know, the filing period for candidates is over now.
Yes.
So you can go on your computer and look and see who's running for what. And you'll find, this is just in Craven County, I think there are about 70 candidates for the various offices.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can see which party and how long they've been, whatever party they're in, and things like that you can find on the Internet. And I think it's time to really start seriously searching, getting information about these candidates and deciding who you're going to vote for. And in the primary, it's very important, too. Not everybody's being primary.
Right.
But even in the primary, I think it's important for you to find out how these people look at the various issues and if they agree with your philosophies of government and things like that.
Hal, you use the phrase even in the primary,
yes.
But I think especially in the primary, because in some cases that will decide who the person holding that office is.
Right.
Yeah.
Folks, Hal brings up a very good point. You too can go online to the Craven County Board of Elections.
Or whatever county you're in, that
right?
Board of.
Or you can just go to the State Board of Elections. Mm-hmm. And you can get a list of all the candidates. It's very simple to do. They've broken it down up there. And, you know, if you know what county you live in, you can pull it up and get that list. It's a whole lot better for you to get that list and do a little bit of research on each of those candidates and find out something about it than it is to walk up on election day to the table outside the polls and get that list they want to hand you. Okay?
Yeah.
That list that somebody else is telling you who to vote for, and you don't have an idea who they are, but that's on that list and you're going to vote for them. That's not the way to do it, folks. That's how this country got in the mess it's in now. You need to learn for yourself about these candidates. Go to some of the debates. I went to a very good one just the other night for lieutenant governor. All the candidates except two were there, and it was very, very good. And it also was videoed, and it's online. It's available.
Oh, really?
On Facebook.
For that. Yeah.
I've seen one of the candidates.
Yep, it's out there. You can watch the whole debate online.
That debate.
It was done at local university
Campbell University. And if you'll just search for Lieutenant Governor Debate, Campbell University, you'll find the videos out there and you can watch it. And it'll be very clear to you, as it was to me, that there's one candidate that stands out above all of them.
And that's the one I watched.
Another tool that's on that Board of Elections, State Board of Elections website that I use a lot. I don't know if it's intended to be used this way, but you go in and you make an inquiry about a voter. Uh-huh. And you can put in the first name and last name and county, if you know it, and search. And then there'll be choices for you to pick, and you find the one that's the person you want to know more about, and you click on that. You can find out which party they are, how long they registered there in the party. You can find out where they put precincts they're in, you know, what judgeships, various, anything just about it, about that person you want to, as far as their what's available to know about them and how they registered to vote.
Right.
So, and also with independents, you can see which ballot they pulled in the primaries if they voted in a primary.
Yeah. I've even used it to just find people's address. Once in a while, I'd like
Well, to. A good use for it is that you can check and make sure that your own registration information is correct.
I think so.
Before
yes,
election day. All right, well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's wrap this thing up, folks. Let's talk a little bit about what the future might hold for us. We're in a new year.
New chairman.
Well, yeah, new chairman of
no
CCTA.
Pressure.
No, my focus this year as chairman of CCTA is going to be on education.
Good.
Mine as vice chairman is going to be on education too.
Right. And a number of the candidates that I've chosen to support, that's one of their main focuses too. I think people are waking up and coming to realize that most of the damage that's been done has been done through our education system.
Alex Newman, when he was here, pointed that out, that the left isn't trying to do it through adult, well-educated citizens. They're doing it through children by, instead of teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, and real history, are teaching them things like Mary was talking about with the transgender, the this, the that, the other thing, confused sight reading, math that makes absolutely no sense, and math that's illogical is strange. So that socialism is good, that equality of outcome is more important than equality of opportunity, that's not fair. Strange, up is down, black is white kind of notions. That's where they're going to change our country entirely to something that our founders wouldn't recognize and would not like, and neither do we.
Right.
That presentation is archived on CCTA's website, and Rick played it recently on Wake Up Call.
Right. You can go to the Wake Up Call button and drop down there until you see Alex Newman listed. It's about 3 shows ago, I think.
And but, it is good.
It is good. And one of the things he points out is that the national education standards, such as Common Core, that focus on manipulating cultural norms and morals, are being melded with UN standards that, if possible, are worse. You remember several years back when I first got involved with CCTA, we were doing some studies on Agenda 21.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And that's a global agenda that wants to make everybody just alike. They were getting into the education system back then. Mm-hmm.
Common Core came from them.
That's right. Common Core, all this stuff that's been pushed down our throats, was all part of a global agenda with billions of dollars coming from Bill Gates, his foundation, George Soros, a lot of money. And then there's the Pearson Publishing Company that was given a huge contract under Obama to develop Common Core standards, and then they turned around and gave him a 60-some million-dollar contract to write a book. So there's a lot going on out there. Corruption in the education system, which, to be fairly honest with you, the federal government has no business being involved in.
No, not at all. It is not in their brief. Their brief being the Constitution. There is no obligation on their part to do anything to do with education.
Right.
It's among the things left to the states or to the people.
But now, if you've got good sense and you start speaking out about this stuff, you get attacked by the teachers and the teacher unions and the school administrators and all, because it's all about the money. All the federal dollars.
Money and control, Rick.
Yes.
Don't forget that element.
Right. Well, what they're concerned about is if you start talking about homeschooling your children or putting them in a private school or whatever, to them, they're going to lose these federal dollars because the dollars come in based on the number of students you get.
And I think homeschooling is an amazingly good way to go.
Absolutely.
And I think that people are waking up to that all over the country and locally here as well, because there have been a lot of good people nominated, a lot of good conservatives nominated for school boards locally here, not only in Craven County, but in other counties as well. So I think that people, like I say, they're waking up to this problem, and something needs to be done about it.
It does. And, you know, I've been attacked in the past coming down on school teachers and how they're all overworked and underpaid and, you know, all these different things. But you know what? We do have some good school teachers out there, but they're working inside a system which does not allow them to teach, but pretty much handcuffs them. They can't speak out publicly for fear of reprisal, that they may lose their teaching jobs or whatever, but they will talk privately. They'll let you know that they are just as fed up and disgusted, and there's more of them than most teachers would like to admit.
Yeah. Well, I don't fault the teachers. Not that there aren't teachers who are cooperating with this sell us down the tubes type program, but I think there are some genuinely good people
who are
genuinely good teachers. It is the system and the things that they are allowed to work with
right.
that needs attention.
Well, to be honest with you, fair about it, the younger teachers that are coming in and starting, they're a product of this
system.
Certainly,
yeah. So yeah, naturally, there's a lot of that.
So especially naturally,
the university system.
Yeah, so they're pushing it and pushing that agenda and are all on board with it because that's the system they were educated under.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were sold a bill of goods. They need to have their eyes opened, but it's tough to do because they were sold a bill of goods from first grade through college and maybe even graduate school. The bad guys have had a long time to drill and drill and drill and drip that water onto their poor little brains.
And then you do have some that have woken up and seen the damage that they've already done, and that they're you know.
And thank heavens for them.
I was so pleased one day that this woman walked up to me and she said, aren't you with CCTA? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, do you give away those constitutions? And I said, yes, we sure do. She said, do you have any now? And I said, yes, I sure do. And I got some out of the car and gave them to her. She said, I'm a third grade school teacher, and I'm going to be using these in class.
Yep. Well, we give out free constitutions, and you know, I love it when you stop the kids at gun shows or whatever and you ask them questions, you know. Say, look, you can win a pocket knife if you can answer a couple of questions. And if it's all right with your dad, and he'll say, yeah.
Or mom.
Or mom.
Case may be.
But then you commence to start asking questions about the Constitution or who were the first three presidents or, you know.
Or any one out of the first three.
Yeah. And invariably, the ones that can answer right off the bat, are homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
You find a few kids that can, but there are lots that can't.
That's right. And let's see, I just saw a quote here.
In fact, a shocking number who cannot.
Yeah. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three R's, are being replaced with social justice, values clarification, and absurd math that confuses even professional mathematicians. That's a true quote. I mean, if you just look at it today.
And the sad thing is, it's not just a true quote, it's a truism.
Right.
That's the world we live in.
A truism. Here's another one for you. A growing number of Americans have come to realize that far too many Johnnies not only do not know how to read or write with any degree of proficiency, but also are handicapped in terms of their ability to add and subtract, or even to apply their minds and think critically. Now,
excuse me.
Evidence of that? Pick up a newspaper, a magazine. Look at the grammatical errors and the spelling errors.
Watch television.
Punctuation.
Watch television. Right. Same. Yeah, you see the scrolling headlines under the news, and you're going, what? Is anybody checking this stuff? You know? I've seen billboards. That people pay big money to put a billboard up, and you look at it and say, that's not the way that's spelled, you know? it's ridiculous, but it seems to be accepted now.
Well, Rainer wrote a check down to the commissary one day, and the woman looked at it and said, I can't read this because it's cursive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you pull up to the fast food window, and they say, that's $4.25, and you hand them a $5 bill. And then you say, wait a minute, give me that back. I got a quarter here, you know, and you give them four ones. Well, they've already put in five into the machine, and they don't know how,
they don't know how to untangle themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they've got a picture, first of all, of a hamburger, so they push that, and they get your order in, and you still get it wrong.
I've noticed, though, that if you go down to Havelock and some of those businesses there, they have a lot of military dependents that are working in those stores, and they're a lot better educated than the average person is today.
Right. And now that you brought that up, I worked down there for 32 and a half years. My career was with the government on base there. And coming home in the evenings or whatever, stop at a convenience store and get some cigarettes. When I was smoking.
Oh, that was a Rick I didn't know.
That was years and years ago. Or get some gas or Dr. Pepper or whatever. A lot of Asian women came back here with the Marines.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. They couldn't hardly speak English, but they could count money right down to the penny. And, you know, the Asians, when they come in here, you give them that opportunity to learn,
mm-hmm.
and they run with it. They don't make excuses.
We could learn from that ethic. It's a very good ethic.
It is. It's a very good ethic. Too many people now have excuses on what's wrong with the system and why they can't learn anything. And there's a lot of truth in some of that. But a lot of it is you got to apply yourself.
Sure.
You got to want to have that knowledge and want to learn. Well, enough of that. Hal, you tell me you're working on our next CCTA public meeting, which will be the third Tuesday of the month. I don't remember what the date is.
I think it's the 21st, if I remember right. But, I've invited some of the people that are running for school board to come.
It is the 21st.
And I'd like to invite more, and I will invite more. So what the scheme, the theme for this meeting, this upcoming meeting, is going to be education, what we've been talking about.
Oh, good.
And we're going to have some candidates there for the education.
All right. Maybe you can get some of the current school board and administrators come.
I'd like to. And I've
the superintendent.
I would invite the superintendent. Last time we had one, she came, but she didn't say anything. She did listen, so maybe she'll do that again.
Well, I hate to get off on that, but they don't usually speak out independently because they have to get together and have one voice, and that's something that I want to see change.
Me too.
Rick, before we leave, we need to go out and quote celebrate, and the celebrate is within quotes, because today, and again, we're recording the show on Wednesday, the January 8th. It is the 55th anniversary of Lyndon Johnson declaring the war on poverty.
Didn't work, did
it? It's a war that we lost.
Yep.
Well, look at the war on poverty was won. There's been a lot of wars declared. The civil rights war, the equality war, and blah, blah, blah. They're still trying to fight those wars.
With my money.
Yeah. And then you look up there and you see sitting members in Congress, 32 years, 24 years.
I've got a suggestion. I want to throw out that maybe we're winning the war on poverty under Donald Trump. Look at the employment numbers.
Yes.
Disposable income.
And what has happened to wages.
Yeah. Yeah. Lyndon Johnson didn't have the right take on how to do it. Our president does.
And the interesting part of that was there was one senator who was a Democrat who understood that Lyndon Johnson's approach was going to destroy the black family and eventually the white family. And that Democrat was Daniel Patrick Moynihan from New York. He saw it coming. He wrote a report, and nobody listened.
Well, I was in high school. I graduated from high school in 1955. So I go way back, and I can remember when racial inequality was the norm. It really was.
Yes.
And things in that regard have improved greatly, too.
Yes.
Very
yes.
much
yes.
so.
And they should have.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was horrible.
Let me get on another rant real quick because we only got a couple of minutes left.
Go.
All right, folks, it is very important, probably more important than any other time in your life, that you get out there and get involved in this political process right now.
Hear, hear.
The primary is March 3rd, and that's just right around the corner. You need to know who these candidates are, every single one of them. You need to look at every office that's on the ballot. Go to the Craven County or whatever county you're in. Go to the Board of Elections website. Download a copy of the ballot. You can go to the State Board of Elections website and get a copy of the exact ballot you're going to be voting on. Look at that ballot. Get familiar with those candidates. At least know something about them. Go in there with an educated and informed mind before you cast your ballot. It's so critical and so important that we do that because there are billions of dollars being poured into states that are trying to turn them into liberal states. They're trying to turn them from red to blue. We've got Bloomberg in North Carolina here spending mega bucks on his campaign and other things that are going on here. We got Soros's organizations are in here. Just these billionaires are funding all this stuff and pushing the global agenda, a liberal agenda, and a communist socialist agenda. So, folks, the only way to stop that is to get out there and make an informed decision. Vote conservatively for people that stand up for the Constitution. And first of all, they're going to have to read it, and they're going to have to know it. And you need to know it, too.
Yep.
So you need to know it so you can hold them accountable, so you can ask them what it is they're swearing to uphold and see if they even know, because I think a lot of them don't have.
Well, I want to say that it is really, really important to study these judgeships.
Yes.
Because the judicial system has an awful lot to do these days, it seems, with overturning things and legislation that passed and things like that. So you need to do careful research on that. And from my experience of talking to people coming into the polls, which I do regularly, the judges seem to be the ones they know the least about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yep. They don't know a whole lot about them because there's so many of them out there that you never even see or hear from. Right. It's just a name that's on the ballot that you've never heard of. But
well, if people do as you suggest, and I think it's a great idea, is pull up their own ballots.
Right.
Then start searching for information about those people.
That's right. If they're an incumbent in their office, they have a record, right. a public record online.
Oh, absolutely.
And if they're not an incumbent, you can just keep looking around. You're going to find out which ways they're leaning, and you know other people that you know you can trust can help you with that. And you can always come to a CCTA meeting, and we do candidate forums, and we do vetting processes. You can look
at
vetting reports on our website.
Coming to CCTA would be good for anybody who has the slightest bit of a conservative bent, because we do a lot, but we could do a whale of a lot more
if more people understood what we would,
and if they think like we do, come on in, put their oar in.
All right. Well, that's good, and that's all the time we have for today's show. We thank you for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. Please come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday.